In the dream, they fist their nails into the tender skin of my arm and they pull me east to west. It's like something out of a cartoon. And eventually, they pull so hard and so fast, they divide me in half, right down the middle.
Nice. It's become kind of a tradition on this program, along with the caps and gowns you see this time of year, caps and gowns of graduation, to showcase the winning writers and artists in the annual Scholastic Art and Writing Awards.
In a dream, I become a rice plant, among other rice. And I ask my peers, tell me, once you are cut, how do you grow back? How do you heal yourself?
Since 1923, the awards have honored creative young people before they were historic figures in American culture. Truman Capote, Andy Warhol, Richard Linklater, Sylvia Plath, and Stephen King were all Scholastic winners. Lena Dunham made her parents proud as a Scholastic winner before she became the mogul of millennial sexuality. This year, 16 teenagers from around the country received the top gold medal and a $10,000 scholarship. We heard from two poised and passionate poets, Shyla Grace Kabbalan of Indianapolis and Sylvia Motz of Portland, Oregon.
In the dream, he says, fine, I will keep this half. And she says, I will be back for the other half soon. And she kisses my eye as if to make up for some sacrilege. And then I wake up.
Listen, they say, look to your right and left. You'll see more rice, different versions of you, but essentially the same thing. We urge each other to grow back so that we may all stand tall together in the sun and water.
In the real world, there are no adventures and no waltzes. Only tug of war remains.
Shyla and Grace talked about their passion for writing and the arts. And Shyla told us that she is attracted to the power of writing outside of the episodic blips and monosyllables of social media, they called it. These young people are interested in issues and arguments, and writing, Shyla says, is her voice and her tool.
I tend to not only write fiction, but I also write speeches for my speech team. And my goal throughout these speeches is basically to touch on extremely important issues and to, I don't know, quit this sort of apathy that I feel like young teenagers have become all too accustomed to. So basically, I feel like being able to see writing coming forth from a youth is a lot more influential to young teenagers. I feel like they would feel more compelled to make a difference and change certain problematic aspects of our society through my writing.
Sophia, what's an issue, a particular issue that matters to you and that you use writing to get people motivated in some way?
I think especially in this day and age with the emergence of technology being so prevalent in our lives and people mainly communicating through social media and texting, it's very easy to feel disconnected from the outside world. So I think it's important for people to commune with the world and to commune with their environment and to not be isolated or try and digitize everything, because that seems like a barrier that we unnecessarily place between ourselves and the world. So my poetry is focused mainly on honoring the natural world and trying to get people to appreciate the small things that the world offers up all around us, but people tend to ignore.
You know, a lot of people, I have three teenage daughters, describe this time as a really empowering, exciting time to be a young woman, because there are so many scary opportunities, so many ways to express yourself. What do you think of this time?
Each day I hear certain things that are said that are not empowering at all. And so it's difficult to kind of balance like the vestiges of this kind of patriarchal society that people still have it in their minds that this is the way girls should be. And to also have this legal freedom and this political freedom, which we essentially do have now, and to balance that with the social constructs that are kind of still in place. And there's, you could get into sexual objectification and all of that, but that is a different topic.
Well, how do you resist the messages coming to you from pop culture that, you know, insist upon you taking some stand?
It's so difficult to say, I don't care what anyone thinks, because I do, but I don't want to. But I just focus on what I love, which is poetry and art.
I can see you nodding your head the whole time there, Shyla.
I completely agree 100% with every single thing that you just said, honestly. And I have something to add to that. In our church youth group, we talked about sort of setting like a bar for yourself. And I feel like with the whole problematic issues of human sexuality, particularly female sexuality, I feel like it is very important to be self-aware enough that you understand where you want to go with your own sexuality and not allowing other people to sort of set up a rubric for you. Like, you don't have to be overly sexual, but if you want to be, I mean, just take control of who essentially you want to be and set a standard for yourself. And I don't know, just don't let that waver.
Shyla Grace Cabalan and Sophia Motz are Scholastic Art and Writing Award winners.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.